Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
For sports. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Exactly what I thought was going to happen all year is happening. They're not together. They got a bunch of offensive players. I mean, they only got a couple guys on that team who are going to sacrifice that don't care about scoring. And that's Al Horford and Marcus Smart. The rest of the guys, they're all offensive players. Hey, there's only one ball to go around out there. And if you got a five or six guys who just stand around saying, when is my turn, that's exactly what happened this season. It didn't work. It's not going to work, and it's going to be very interesting what they do this summer.
You left the court a few seconds before your teammates, before the game was over. What did you think in those seconds going into the locker room?
The game was over.
And as I said before, when Isaiah Thomas made the stupid move of leaving the Bulls game early, at least his team followed him.
I mean, you're right. Like, they are on his side.
Yeah, at least the team followed him. I mean, it was a childish thing to do and taints his legacy a bit, but Bill Laimbeer was there with him.
I was thinking about this yesterday. So all over television and the paper and everywhere else, Kyrie Irving's getting called out, and I heard the whole thing. He can't lead a team. I mean, you know, you heard what Jalen Rose said, and, you know, Kendrick Perkins. Everyone's come out and said that here's a guy who talked a lot of trash, saying that he was going to be the man, and he can't be. He needs LeBron. He's asked for this, and look what happened. It backfired. And I was wondering, today's really the only shot that he has to save his reputation before this offseason.
Sure.
Like, tonight is the night. After getting crapped on by almost everyone in the media.
No, he needs 30 points, 10 rebounds,
and they have to win.
And they have to win, and he has to make a couple of big shots down the stretch.
I don't know. You win one playoff game. Congratulations.
I'm not saying it's going to save him.
But it'll point the needle in the arrow in the other direction. I mean, right now the arrow is forcing straight down.
You can't make the argument that the team should get rid of him and then say it saves his reputation if he has one good game.
I'm not saying it saves his reputation. I'm saying if you're him and you're freaking out right now that in one day your perception has completely been changed on who you are and what you can do for a team, that for your own self and your own pride, you got to get out there and kill it tonight.
As far as he's concerned, he's made his money.
This is not justification for keeping him on this team, because I want him gone.
No,
what I'm saying, if you're him and you're sitting there, tonight's game might be one of the most important that you've played outside of a championship game.
I think he's been humiliated and turned that part of his brain off. I think he's been...
Now, that's the other part of it. And that might be the case because he's just that weird where he could possibly do that.
Yeah. He's not talking like it's factual. He knows, anybody knows, that he's sucked and that he's been an albatross on this team the entire season in terms of their attitude. I mean, the idea that he came out and said he should have shot 30 more, should have shot 30 times, he knows that's not true. He knows how bad he played. Played basketball his whole life. He knows that he was supposed to be the man on this team, and it's not working. He can pull blame wherever he wants to, but he looks at the stat sheet, and believe me, he cares about the stat sheet. He knows. Unless he's, like, legitimately insane and, like, such a narcissist that it, like, doesn't get through. It's, like, borderline personality disorder, but, I mean, he's got... I mean, he knows he sucked. Dan, go ahead.
All right. I mean, I'm with you. Don't get me wrong. But to me, the Gordon Hayward situation from the beginning of the season was the poison pill. You know, it wasn't his fault, but Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens insisted on him playing when he was an inferior player. Now, that's going to drive anybody nuts. You know, Tatum, Brown. I mean, Terry Rozier played 11 minutes the other night. I mean, Gordon Hayward's got a negative 49 plus minus in the playoffs. The point is Danny Ainge wanted this guy to play because he was a good player, because they're paying him $31 million. Brad Stevens just went along with it. They never seemed to sit down and say to the team, hey, this guy's getting big money. He's got to play. If you don't like it, shut up.
That's not why they played him. They played him because they needed to get him reps to get him back to where he was.
Agreed.
And if you look at
exactly
the reason. And if you look at it at the end of the season, he was playing well. Now, this series has been awful.
Yeah.
He's been horrendous.
Well, he played well until he ran up until you know, a team full of, you know, long 3-and-D guys, you know, guys that can get out to him on the perimeter, contest his shot, and, you know, take one step and you know, block the lane. I mean, he's just not the same athlete that he was. No fault of his own. I just think if you're Kyrie, you know, you're looking at young guys and you're saying, well, management obviously doesn't think too much of these guys because they want to play this guy with a broken leg over them.
That's crazy.
That's not it at all.
That's not it.
You can complain all you want about his performance in the series. You're dead on. He's been awful. But the earlier stuff, you can't criticize. Well, I completely agree with Rich. They set him up.
The guy and they had to play.
That's part of it.
Well, they also want to play him because they know what he could be. They know what his potential was.
Yeah, mostly it was to get him back physically and mentally to where they needed him to be for what they thought was going to be a long playoff.
Well, by the way, they got screwed when he got hurt because it doesn't look like he's ever going to be the same. There's glimpses of it, but I wouldn't put money on it. And then you struck out on Kyrie Irving because he's a mental case. So you're in what looked like to be in an ideal position. Now you're in a position where you're going to be stuck in mediocrity. And now, you know, unless you hit on some crazy non-lottery pick, I don't know what you're going
to
do.
Well, I mean, I think that the best thing that you can look forward to as a Celtics fan is just to write off them winning a championship for about the next couple years, but then see what Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum can become, and try to surround him with talent. Because
I think that's the safer bet.
You're going to have to do that.
Yeah,
you're just going to have to I mean, this has been a disaster, and it's got to end because it's not going to get any better. Because you know what you're going to do if you keep Kyrie Irving around, you're going to mortgage away your future in Jason Tatum. You're going to bring in Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is going to leave because next year is going to be more of the same. It's going to be a bad attitude all around this team. No one's going to want to play here, and then it's over. And then, you got nothing.
And then you got to start looking at Brad Stevens. I mean, then you got to start going, hey, Wonder Boy.
Well, you see, I give the only reason I give Brad Stevens, I don't want to say a pass, but the only reason that I'm not going to kill him too much is that we know he's a good coach. He has gotten far with nothing before, and team continued to get better and better and better. And if you look at the one thing that's changed, it's been Kyrie Irving.
And that's the thing. Is he unable to handle a superstar, or is he unable to handle this particular superstar?
I don't know. It seems like it's difficult to handle a lot of superstars.
When you make big money,
what other superstars he had to deal with?
No, that's what I'm saying, is that like this is how superstars act a lot of the time. Do you think James Harden's going to take responsibility for if Houston loses?
I think it's a personality. My point is, it's more of a personality thing with the head coach than it is a personality thing overall.
Well, that's been something that's been raised before, is that can he handle that A-type personality, because because in college he did it. He overachieved with lesser players, and last year he overachieved with lesser players. So the idea is, can he coach a team that's capable of winning a championship?
And I don't know if this year is a definitive answer to that. That's my point.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you do the games and everything. I got to sit here.
He's too close to the team.
That's my fault.
That's right.
Problem, once again, my problem.
Yeah,
you got to give him away.
Yep. Sean, go ahead. Sean Aroo. Main man, Sean. It's Sean Astin.
All right, Sean. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for
coming. No, I won't give up on you, Sean.
Well, you just did.
Well, I mean, we got to fly through these phones. I'm just so excited that we have phones.
How's Bird doing this morning? Is he on it?
Bird's been all right.
He hasn't misspelled a name yet.
All right.
That we know of.
You can't really dwell on that. Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I wish Kyrie stayed in Boston because he has made me so much money on betting. the guy, I wouldn't be surprised if he finds himself in foul trouble tonight just to get away from the game. He's checked out. You know, he knows there's not a number two in the team. And there's a lot of number two wannabes, but they're not consistent. Whether he's playing or not, they have shown inconsistencies, you know. And Davis, you know, Davis is watching with popcorn, watching the games, like, ooh, look at this. You know, he's laughing. I'm probably making money too, but.
All right. What I will say is that I agree that there could be a part of him that just wants this to be over. That he just wants it to be over. And that...
Well, tonight's going to be really interesting.
Well, he's probably going to try to go off, much to the detriment of the team. I mean, maybe he will shoot 30 times.
Yeah, that's the lingering thing that's sticking in the back of my head. He chooses to attack, what he thinks is attack mode to carry his team as opposed to what is necessary.
I think it was Doloff, but it might have been someone else, broke down the film and found several instances where Kyrie, both defensively and offensively, was putting himself in a situation where he was up against Giannis.
I guarantee you Hayward's going to get at least 15 tonight. Like, Hayward's going to have a good game. Because Hayward's getting called out as well, and I believe that he's somebody who still does truly care. Unlike Kyrie, who I believe is checked out,
maybe
I think Hayward cares.
He stopped playing Fortnite long enough to...
It's League of Legends, dude. That's his game of choice. Come on. Get it straight.
You know, so he's got, like, the chair and everything?
Oh, yeah. He's got the super chair, like the 40-year-old virgin one.
It's the first thing I thought of. Yeah.
He does. He has the cyber chair.
Got the Asian picture on the wall. Mm-hmm.
He ain't no virgin. He's had three daughters, much to his dismay. If you look at the last...
Dad, he's always happy. I remember when he got called out for that. And I was like, that was ridiculous that people actually got angry at him for saying that.
I don't get angry. I get angry at him. It was just funny to see how disappointed he was he didn't have a son.
He was like, Daddy always happy.
Because I could only imagine having three girls being a massive pain in the ass. All right. Chip Alexander. This is someone I wanted. He covers the Hurricanes, who I know nothing about. I know nothing about the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, you know Dougie Hamilton.
I do.
You got Hamilton's personality.
And I know their goaltender because he couldn't work his way into a starting role with the Red Wings. But there's a lot of names on there I'm unfamiliar with.
They do crazy things and syncopated, like, celebration victory
which
stuff.
Which you like and I hate.
Isn't no, I cute? Like that it pisses off the old hockey purists. It's not that I think it's cool and it's fun.
I think it's
dumb. That it makes Don Cherry lose his mind.
Stupid. I know. Just like, it's idiotic.
Oh, it's awesome. Anything that pisses off, like, old
guys
purists.
Guys are doing this out on the ice.
Oh, it's great.
9-year NHL veterans.
We played a softball game with the coach of my daughter. And the other team, like, put their hands up for, like, our team to run through. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And they're in first and second grade. It's like, what are we doing? I want to go home. All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Things happen for a reason. And I truly believe that. We'll be back here for game seven.
You said that you'll be back here for game seven.
We will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
because
win games
we will.
He blisters it by Bobrovsky.
It's DeBrusk moving and shooting off the play. And then follow up Krejci. He scores! Krejci! And it's 1-0 Bruins.
Polino, Iceland Jones fires. Rest the glove save as Duchesne worked over on in front. And then he got a bunch of Blue Jackets cut to the cage. And the Bruins clearing up the trash. Slot shoots. Bobrovsky to save. They score! Coyle and Johansson came across the line. Crisscross created some space for Marcus Johansson. And he hammers one by Sergei Bobrovsky. It hit his pad, went behind him, and trickled in. 2-0 Bruins.
You'll be back here for game seven.
We will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
because
win
we will.
In the near circle, centered out in front, they score! David Backes, his first goal, the blast, and chipped the top shelf, 3-0 Bruins!
Breaking Backes, he scores! David Backes, and it's 3-0
They score! The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I'll be the first to admit I know absolutely nothing about the Carolina Hurricanes except the number one goaltender couldn't crack the He was supposed to be the balls, and then he didn't do that well in Detroit. I also know that the Athletic, people ask some dumb questions. Do injured players watch from the arena? Surprised not to see a shot of Mrazek somewhere last night. If both are healthy, do they go back to them in game one?
Oh, is it like a Q&A that somebody did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there was the... I don't know.
Well, you're going to get to see Dougie Hamilton, who apparently is fitting in just well, just fine.
I'm telling you, that guy's a great interview boy. I tell you, he's lights out personality-wise.
He's such a prick. and every team knows it. In every interaction I've had
all the great charity events he did with us while he was here.
Yeah,
my
real high-pressure situations. Like some girl asked him, this is real, will you go to prom with me? And he was like, no.
I remember I brought him out from behind the stage. That was the year you took off, Rich. I went back and got him, and they put him up on stage. Yeah. And it was a layup. You have girls chanting his name. He's like, hey.
I'm so bummed because I wanted to do the gauntlet. I wanted the Bruins to take on Dougie Hamilton and then move on possibly to take on Tyler Seguin.
They're never,
that's out the window
which,
now.
Which they're done now.
Yeah. That Dallas team, and they had a red-hot goaltender. I mean, that's not going to happen. Chip Alexander is the beat writer for the Carolina Hurricanes and the Rally News Observer, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Alexander, thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you. And I've had no issue with Dougie Hamilton whatsoever, so I'll vouch for him on this end at least.
Just wait till he leaves and everyone starts talking about how bad he was.
Okay. has he ever given you a quote that you were like, oh, cool?
Oh, yeah. I actually has. And, you know, one thing about Dougie, he kind of let out part of his personality, so to speak, this year with the storm surge, the post game celebrations, and I think he really enjoyed those. And he was a part of the home run hitting contest that apparently set off Don Cherry. So I think you see a little bit of a playful side from Dougie from time to time.
Well, see, that makes me dislike him more. All right, but
I do like the fact that one thing I'll say about the Carolina is that you took that Don Cherry quote, the team did. And they ran with it because now they've got shirts that say bunch of jerks on it. As a matter of fact, wasn't there like a whiteout with all of the different shirts and it spelled out the word jerks over the thing? So there's kind of, I take it there's like a us against the world type of mentality that the Canes are dealing with right now.
Well, no, they enjoyed that one for sure. I mean, you're right. Not only did they do the bunch of jerks shirt that just recently when he said that the fans were just front runners and just showing up now they're winning games, they reissued the shirts with front runners on the bunch of jerks shirt. So now they're making the most out of it. And Tom Dundon, the owner, has said, hey, you know, the more publicity, the better. We don't care. Let him talk all he wants to. So it seems like every time, you know, he opens his mouth, we make more money down here. So, you know, what's wrong with that?
Well, the one thing that we hear...
I think we have a different opinion, me against everyone. I think that's what's the proper word? Corniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
What, the bunch of jerks thing?
Yeah, but who uses the term jerk?
Well, that Don Cherry does.
Yes, I know, but Don Cherry is also 500 years old.
That's why it's funny.
No, it's not
that's
funny.
That's why it's great, a bunch of jerks.
No, funny is you like a hot dog grilled slice. You like that right.
If the Bruins did that, if he called them a bunch of jerks and they made I think that was the greatest thing ever.
That would never happen.
Either way, I love it.
Don Cherry coached here.
Yeah, I know he did. I know he would never do that.
He would never do such a thing.
Now, the one thing that I do hear about the Hurricanes is that these guys would die for Rod Brindamore. They all love him. As a matter of fact, we had Billy Jaffe here in studio who said the same thing. So what is it about this guy who has got the team, I guess, playing hard for him? As a matter of fact, there was even an anonymous poll that came out, and several members of the Bruins said that if there was a coach that they could play for outside of their own, that it would be Brindamore.
Well, you know, they just had the ultimate respect for him. I mean, here's a guy who's done everything in the league, including winning the Cup. And he doesn't ask any more of the team than he asked of himself when he played. I mean, he was a tireless worker, as most people know. And he's fair to the team. I mean, he can be stern when he needs to be, but he also, you know, is available for feedback. He wants to hear what the players are saying. And certainly he has a great conduit in his captain, Justin Williams, who's almost like, it's almost like a big brother, little brother kind of thing with the coach and the captain. And so there's just a complete back and forth between the players and the coaching staff. And, you know, sometimes it goes a long way, especially when you got young players. As Brendan Moore said, when he first came in the league, it was just one way. It was the coach's way. But a lot of these young guys now need feedback and constant attention to what, you know, their needs to make them better players. And I think just it's all come together. It's never been a situation a player's in that Rod Brindamore has not been in as a player. So I think that goes a long way to say when you have a coach where a player can grumble sometimes and go, hey, that guy never played in the league. What does he know? I mean, you know, really that kind of thing being said. But you don't say that with Rod Brindamore.
How do you explain what happened to this team after the new year? There's really a line between before January 1st and after January 1st. And how do you explain what's happened to the two goaltenders that Carolina has used? Mrazek, as Fred said, couldn't start in Detroit and has been an average to above average goaltender. And his backup, McElhinney, he's a career 500 goaltender, and they're both playing well. How did this happen?
Well, I mean, first of all, they started scoring some goals. Rod Brindamore said the first 20, 25 games of the season, he thought they played maybe their best hockey. They just couldn't score. And they were losing a lot of close games, and in December, things looked pretty bleak. But then the puck started going in a little bit more. And then in January, they traded for Nino Niederreiter.
I can't listen to a guy with a Southern accent talk about hockey.
Did you hang up on him?
Yep.
I thought he was pretty good.
Nope.
I thought he was all right. Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
Your Southern accent, I can't take it. Just hockey and Southern accents.
What? You know, there are hockey teams in the South. Many, in fact. There's Florida, which has a couple of good teams.
Dallas?
Or at least one really good team.
They don't have Southern accents. You got to fly a guy in from Canada.
That was a dick move. That guy was pretty good.
Why did you hang up on him? Because I didn't like the Southern accent.
we've had guys we've hung up on before, and I've been like right behind you. That guy was all right.
It's not like I hurt the guy. I just sound like I yelled at him.
He thinks that the guy on the other end now is thinking that the connection got broken. He's now calling back. No, what do you want Dan to tell him?
I don't know. If I don't like something, I don't like something. You know? I didn't think the information.
I think you deserve better, Fred.
I didn't think he was saying anything particularly interesting, and it was getting on my nerves.
He was getting to it.
He liked the jerk stuff, and okay. He was proud of the jerk.
Now we're getting down to it.
Well, then I'm going to turn your mic off.
There we go.
Then I'm going to turn your mic off. Here's how it started. He liked the stupid jerk stuff.
That's what this is
Then he
about.
Liked the dumb shirts.
Okay.
And then he had a Southern accent.
All right. Now it's coming into sharp focus.
Dick move, Fred.
Yeah. Oh, boy, my bad. I don't know how I'll be able to sleep at night.
I get it. That's fine. The jerk stuff. You never get over that.
Yeah, that's really so stupid. Chuck, go ahead.
Why would you hang up on that guy?
He was bugging me.
He had absolutely nothing but good things to say about his team. That's what he does.
I don't care about that. I don't like that he had
the
well, do you like those jerk shirts?
I don't care.
All that's right. Well, you had to be passionate to get on this show.
Is this the rest of the show? People call in. I don't like you. Click.
Oh, boy. That's going to be so much different than before.
I'm not even going to look at Twitter.
Everyone's going to back me. You two are the only ones who like those corny-ass shirts.
That's not what we said at all.
Even if he didn't like it.
Paint me with that broad brush.
Okay,
that's not true.
All right, you don't like him.
Yeah, but he had an opinion. I'm not going to hang up on him.
Well, if it's an opinion that I don't care for, I'm going
to
hang up.
So you want everyone to agree with you?
Yes.
I think that part's
embrace
obvious.
Embrace debate, Fred. Embrace debate.
I think that is blatantly obvious.
All right. Sean, go ahead.
Fred, man, you're an absolute D-bag, dude. What'd you hang up on that guy for?
He liked those shirts, and it was weird that he had a Southern accent and he was talking about hockey.
He was doing okay.
He was doing okay.
He was fine.
Hey, he
I don't know
right.
why. Like,
it wasn't that bad.
No, it's not that. It's just about hockey.
Mr. Jamelia, what do you think?
You are a dick. You
I just like immediately wanted to hang up
after he said he liked the jerk shirts.
Yeah, then it just like got like corny, you know what I'm saying?
So the Southern accent was
dick tendencies.
The Southern accent
was the last straw, is what that was. That was the straw that broke. You're already suffering, and then that was the straw.
Well,
that
listen,
broke the
there are back. People who definitely deserve to be hung up on. You could have said, "All right, well, hey, listen, thanks for calling. Appreciate you having on." And then you do that.
Yeah. Well, that takes time.
Yeah, but now we're spending 5 minutes discussing. The
You're
hang
the one
up.
Who's taking me, tell me to take the phone calls.
Oh, because I can't. Because it's kind of funny, to be quite honest. The phone calls are funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the heat. like a champ. Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, good job. You know what that guy was? He was a big bag of suck, okay? That guy just came on. You asked him, what changed for the Hurricanes? Well, you know, they started to score goals.
Thank you.
Oh, great
thank
insight,
you.
Dude.
That,
great insight.
Thank you.
They
thank
started
you.
To score goals.
Right. Okay, right.
Insight,
I asked him that, damn it.
That's right.
All right, then give me a good
question. I asked him that.
Then give me a good question that you asked the guy who covers the Carolina Hurricanes. Give me a good question.
I was going to say, who the hell's on this team? Honestly was.
And then he would just go through the roster. It's something you could look up. You could just Google
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I don't.
So
he
why
covers the team? Because I wanted to talk about it.
Well, he was. He was talking about it.
All he said is Rod Brind'Amour, people like him because he played hockey. Ooh, I didn't know that. Brind'Amour played 45 years
in the
NHL.
Yes. Okay, well, what has changed? Why did this team suck, and why are they good now?
Yes, he said they're scoring goals.
He said it has nothing to do with the defense. He has nothing to do with the goalies that you brought up. He's like, it was all about the
offense. Well, their defense
and
is good. I already
knew that.
He said
the goalies still suck.
He didn't say they still suck.
Well, he said they still weren't very good.
He didn't have time. You hung up on him.
Oh, screw both of you.
Why have him on? You wanted him on.
I did want him on.
Like,
I didn't get what I wanted.
You wanted him on. You can't crap on the guy for giving the information when you wanted him on.
I didn't like his information, and I didn't like that he liked those
what
shirts.
Did you want him to say? He was answering the questions.
I wanted him to
say he liked hated the shirts. That's
then,
what you
and
wanted.
And then also to give me a chance to ask a question.
Okay.
Alan, go ahead.
Fred, that was wicked funny. I thought it was the best thing I've seen all morning.
Thank you.
For the superstitious Bruins fans among us, if they lose this series, I'm pointing back at this moment. I don't know how, like destiny has been altered. I hope it doesn't affect us. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, listen, I don't
mean to. You are a dick. You.
You know, sometimes you just want to get out of it.
Someone said, first Fred hates the Avengers, now he hates Southern accent. Fred hates America. It's confirmed.
I didn't hate the Avengers. Jesus, everyone takes everything out of
context.
You
only spoiled it, that's all.
I didn't spoil it. Everyone out there. Ooh.
Has he called back? No, he has not.
I don't know if he has the number. we called him. So.
That's a good buffer right there.
If it makes you feel better, text him and say, sorry, we had a bad connection.
Bad connection. Don't listen to the segment after you got the bad connection.
Don't podcast.
Don't go back and listen to the podcast. Or
so it said there was
anybody
almost,
reaching out
you know
to
what
you.
I'm going to do? I'm going to take my press pass and go face a man-to-man.
So it said there was almost actually sports talk in the show today that you hung up.
Oh, yeah. It's been real mired in non-sports topics.
Seeing that it's like everything we can't avoid.
Yeah, that Kyrie Irving. 5 hours to not do anything.
Fred Tucher, once again, living up to that reputation Jim Gray was speaking of.
Well, listen, lucky I got out of that thing. Got us a little pub. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I watched that Blues game last night. It was like listening to Colonel Sanders from KFC on the radio.
Colonel Sanders?
What?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. The support is overwhelming. Mark, go ahead.
Dick tendencies.
Mark, go ahead. Mark.
It's John.
Mark.
You pressed the wrong one, Fred.
I know.
You wanted the one that said Mark. Agree with Fred 100%.
Yeah.
That's the one you were
That's
trying
what
to
I
Fred.
Wanted. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey. Steak and eggs. Craig, first of all, you weren't getting everything, but you have redeemed yourself. You are a true American. I use that word lightly, but quite honestly, you are a hero.
Thank you. I do what I can. It was bugging me. I don't know what you two are. So if you would have hung up on him, I wouldn't have been mad.
I wouldn't have hung up on him. We never would have had that chance. It's good to say that. It was like, you know, if
you were a white knight, my friend.
If a supermodel would have hit on me, I wouldn't have had sex with her.
That's right. We probably would have. You're already in a committed relationship. All right, so here are the headlines. 98.5
The Sport. Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Tutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich. I didn't realize that beat writers for the Rally newspaper are so passionate about their sports writers.
I have too many tweets to read, Fred. Honestly, I've stopped reading them.
But they're saying I'm a dick. Good. This is John. A lot of passion for that interview.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thinking that was tremendous, and that they were ruined their day. I apologize to no one
because you hung up on if you didn't hear, we just had a writer for I forget which paper it was in Raleigh.
Yeah, exactly.
He covers the Canes. And it was very nice, very cordial. Mm-hmm. Was giving, some answering the questions we asked him.
He was in the middle of breaking it down.
He wasn't a bad interview. Yep. As a matter of fact, he seemed like an okay guy. His energy was up, and then Fred hung up on him because he said he hated his Southern accent.
No, and he also liked those shirts that said jerks.
Which I liked.
And he said, and then when John said, what happened with the Hurricanes?
Why did they suck at the beginning of the season?
And then he goes, because they started scoring goals.
But he was talking about the goalies specifically, like how did things turn around? He goes, well, it was that they were scoring. It wasn't because of the goal. It wasn't because of the goalies.
No, you said the defense was good. It's because they were scoring. They were scoring goals.
The puck started to go in the net, and he was getting to how average goaltenders like Mrazek and McElhinney had suddenly blossomed in the playoffs, and then that's when you hung up on him.
Yeah, because it was obvious. Give me some insight there.
I got you.
All right,
but either way, you've shaken the tree, Fred.
I'll tell you what. I really feel bad. John, go ahead. In fact, Fred, I should be fired. John, go ahead.
Fred, I do declare. I do declare that Sarge sucks on the radio.
All right.
Hey.
There you go.
You wanted the twist. You wanted a change.
Looks like we have Boss Hogg on line 8.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to keep going with this for too long, but Dan, go ahead.
Hey, so I agree with you, but it was very rude. So the guy was such a homer. At least when we bring on like Jackie McMullen, she's objective about whatever team she's covering, and it's interesting. Hearing somebody be a homer about a team that is our opponent and nothing for my morning commute. But if this team is jazzed up about T-shirts that say jerk on it, you just gave them all the more motivation.
Good. That's good for me.
Well, everyone now is saying that if for some reason the Bruins get spanked, they're blaming you. And they're saying that this call is going to be used as motivation.
Maybe they'll
Raleigh media. Well, and that I don't doubt. I will make a prediction. That interview is going to make the rounds in the Carolinas.
Hell yeah!
I guarantee you it will, because they're right now trying to grab onto any kind of story to make this a rivalry.
Yeah,
and I bet they're going to take that and use it.
Well, listen. If they made T-shirts for Don Cherry, maybe they'll make a toe clipper for me.
So they should say Fred's a dick.
There's not enough room on the toilet to go around. Or mostly just hand out like golf ball markers that say, jerk.
You are a dick. You.
I can't believe people are upset that I hung up on some stupid beat writer.
I'm not upset, just disappointed.
That's right. People are upset I hung up on some jabroni.
I thought you were better than that, Fred.
I know.
When I hung up with a guy from Buffalo, there was no...
That guy was an a-hole.
That guy was a complete a-hole.
That guy was an a-hole.
That guy was
There's never been a hang-up that I didn't think was justified. Matter of fact, more than justified, that I haven't been relieved that you did it.
Was it you that said that the hockey players don't want to go to Buffalo and the entire Buffalo media went crazy?
Was that you?
Yeah. Is that you who triggered that?
But they don't want to go to Buffalo.
No, I agree. I've talked to players since then, and you're absolutely right. But I'll never forget the response from the Buffalo people. Oh, it's great to live here. I went to school in Western New York State. I know how miserable it is out there. No one wants to go to Buffalo.
Dan, go ahead.
Fred, I've always kind of seen you as a little bit of a Newton elitist.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a new low, man. And that now you're kind of a northern elitist. And this poor guy, I mean, you've had tons of conversations with people with southern accents before and people that cover hockey. And so, you know, you just kind of randomly decided that today was going to be the day that you were going to explode on this guy. It's kind of funny.
Explode? By the way, my parents live in the South. I spent 8 years in Atlanta.
Well, you're not going back there anymore.
No one's more southern than
I. They're not going to let you back.
In fact, I have a piece of hay in my mouth right now.
Wait till you get off the plane, Fred. Next time you visit.
I mean, I am a superstar. This is like Max Kellerman style.
You are not going to be able to try.
They're going
to
go local DJ hangs up on Jabroni.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at people's tweets right now. Hey, at NHL Canes, at Fred Toucher doesn't really represent us on this one. No one from Boston.
Oh, my God.
It's great. They're trying to get them in. They're trying to get them to jump on this bandwagon.
Oh, yes. Everything being directed toward the podcast. We're going to have a record number of hits today.
Well, then that's good.
No, I know.
That drives
that helps us out. It does.
Fred Toucher is a Cardinals, Jets, Red Wings, and other non-Boston sports fan.
No, I'm not a Red
Wings
fan.
That's fine, but this will be spun as, quote, Boston fans are dicks all across the NHL. Oh, well, just another day in Boston.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, that narrative has never been.
How's that different than the rest of the time?
I was unaware of the love of Boston fans around the
So he said, if Hurricanes made Fred's a dick shirts, it probably more than half would be purchased by Boston fans.
Wait a second.
Hey.
If you made Fred's a Dick shirts, it would be fantastic.
Well, they are looking to sell things in our store.
I was just going to say, boss was in the office yesterday discussing making new T-shirts.
I cannot believe people are upset about this. I'm reveling in it. I'm going to start hanging up on that, just everybody. Forsberg's on at 9. I'm hanging up on it. Rick, go ahead.
Well, hey, guys. Hey, you sort of covered this already. I can't believe it took you so long to get to the fact that you lived in Atlanta for 8 years. Like, what the hell happened to you there that you're so triggered by a southern accent?
It's not even the southern accent. It was bothering me with those shirts. And then he said, if you want to, the more he says, the more money we make. What are you talking about making money? It's the Carolina Hurricanes. Come on.
His backup, McElhinney, he's a career 500 goaltender, and they're both playing well. How did this happen?
Well, I mean, first of all, they started scoring some goals. Rod Brendamore said the first 20, 25 games of the season, he thought they played maybe their best hockey. They just couldn't score. And they were losing a lot of close games, and in December, things looked pretty bleak. But then the puck started going in a little bit more. And then in January, they traded for Nino Niederreiter.
I can't listen to a guy with a southern accent talk about hockey.
Did you hang up on him?
Yep.
Unapologetic. Deal with that, you bastards.
I tell you what, we have become a really sensitive group of people in this audience, in this room.
It's just being a man of integrity, that's all, and the lack of it
sometimes. No one ever said that I was. Dave, go ahead. I'd stab you all in the back for a buck. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just have a theory for tonight's game. I think that, like, Kyrie's going to be completely passive and just try to facilitate and not take any shots and just be like, you know what? I got my team involved, and look, we couldn't win. You know, I think he just wants to.
That would be even worse. Are you kidding me?
Way to stay on topic. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to support Fred 100% for going off on the redneck in North Carolina. The Carolina Hurricanes had half an empty building for three quarters of a season. They don't care about hockey, okay? Now they're on the yeehaw bandwagon because they got a team that might be winning, and they have an excuse to tailgate party and go, yay, we win. Who cares? They're not going to remember this moment. People are still celebrating the Bruins winning 2011 Stanley Cup in Boston because hockey matters. If he's a redneck, too bad. Go, Fred, go. Goodbye.
People want to make Fred's a jerk shirts.
Well, I don't want jerk. I want dick.
Fred's a dick.
Isolate that.
Nick Jamelli is a pull-up.
That's going in the open, isn't it?
Just the last three words.
I don't know if you could put that in the open. Because it would be out of context.
I think, you know what? I think you could do that.
I cannot believe that our audience is such pussies that they're upset that I hung up on some jabroni guy from Rally.
Very unprofessional, Fred.
Yeah, but that's kind of the show. I don't know if there's a strict book of broadcasting guidelines that I'm adhering to.
Let me learn you something. You're not from here, okay?
I'm not. I am not.
You have dick tendencies.
I can't have you. I end an interview I found boring, and that's it.
And you ended it.
Yeah. We do two interviews a day.
Uh-huh.
And I've hung up on people probably five times in my entire career. Maybe more. But I was just bored. Yep. It was boring to me.
Yep.
I wanted him. It was my guy. And I thought it wasn't good.
Someone said, Fred's a dick, but he's our dick.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's go make some shirts that say Fred's a dick.
Yeah. Make them. Make them homemade. You're right, though. This is going to go and then Carolina's going to get all up in my arms.
Oh, no.
And then it's going to be great. By the way, I just gave us content for the rest of the week.
If this blows up, it will be awesome.
Yeah,
unless they lose. Okay. And then it's going to suck and everyone's going to blame you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, admit that I've just created content probably for the foreseeable future.
There is a chance, and I think it's a high chance, that because they're looking for anything to use against the Bruins.
At least through tomorrow.
Right?
Because yes.
You've got to admit that a team like the Hurricanes needs to
until there's an actual game that's played, yes. And this has the possibility of being a flashpoint, yes.
Yes, and then that people are going to go like, Boston up there, have another cup of chowder.
That's right. With our pompous mountains.
And how great would it be if, like, in game three, when they're back in Carolina, there's a Fred's a dick.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, well, that's like something that you put on your resume.
I thought you were going to say tombstone.
Yeah.
I ain't dying, baby. I take HGH. All right, so we'll be back with Chris Forsberg. He better be good. That's all I'll say.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.